members of parliament have turned up the heat on the management of the National Social Security Fund, or NSSF, over persistent delays and cost management concerns surrounding the controversial Temangalo housing project, raising fresh questions about governance, accountability and value for money at the workers' savings body. Appearing before the Committee on Commissions, Statutory Authorities and State Enterprises, COSASE, on Friday, NSSF Managing Director Patrick Ayosha was pressed to explain findings contained in the Auditor General's report on the fund's financial statements for the year ended June 30, 2025. The Temangalo project, initially marketed as a low-cost housing investment aimed at delivering affordable homes while generating long-term returns for contributors, was expected to be completed in 2024. An extension was later granted to 2025. However, legislators say the fund has once again failed to meet its own timeliness. Committee Chairperson Medard Segona faulted NSSF for what he described as weak project supervision and poor cost discipline, warning that continued delays undermine public confidence in how the fund invests workers' savings. Under the National Social Security Fund Act as amended, NSSF is mandated to prudently invest contributors' funds to ensure safety, reasonable returns and liquidity to meet benefit obligations.